Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think just coming out here every day and working, you know, that's how you get that way. That's how you build that. I think when you start to feel that success and you feel some of those results, like there's kind of a hunger to get back out there and produce again. And so I think it's a combination of just him coming out here and working every single day. He's gotten a lot better. And I think he's starting to see the results of that. And I think he's feeding off of that a little bit.
We're back with more of your local Ford dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Yes, welcome back. Your local Ford dealers pregame show. And that was the voice of Dennis Allen talking about Montez Sweat when asked, wow, like, why are his number of plays going up? Well, you know, he didn't mention we're out of defensive ends, but that's part of it too, I suppose. But yeah, he's gotten better as the year's gone on. He's getting a couple of sacks now in a row, and he is I can understand why people assumed that he was talking about Mark Grody with all the hard work, but we have Grody now. Here he is, the man himself. It's Grody time. Mark Grody joins us on the Circa Sports Hotline. Sports betting the way it should be, Circa Sports. Mark, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, my moves are so good, I might even be able to get through Olin Krutz and Big Cat Williams. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to really, like, perfect the spin move, which is better than most, but
I don't know,
we'll give it a
Grody,
try.
Man, now, I don't know. I'm looking at this picture you posted. You have a turtleneck on. I don't know about a spin move in a turtleneck. You seem kind of cozy up there in the box. Yeah. And
Pat
Norton there seemed to be eating his sandwich there from CHGO. So interesting stuff you got, but I don't know about a spin move, but how's that feel?
Are you smoking a pipe? And what is in that pipe, Mark?
No, I am reading aloud from a leather-bound book, of course. That is what I am doing. Notice, however, now I might be wearing a soft turtleneck, but understand this. The truth, I'm not smiling there. Do I not look serious? I look very serious. A lot of people think that I'm not a serious person. I look very serious in that photo on Instagram and on Twitter. But let's get to the real stuff here, guys. Let's get to the real stuff. It would appear that the snow has stopped for now. As I was walking in today, yeah, that's right. That's how tough I am. I walked in my turtleneck today when it was sort of a careless, wispy snow that was falling. The wind is definitely howling here. I'm looking at a row of American flags right now, six of them, and they are just blasting right right now. So we'll see as things get closer to game time, but the weather will come into effect here. The defense is going to be affected for the Bears today because TJ Edwards is out. Noah Sewell has played well this year. DeMarco Jackson will get some time in there. Ruben Hippolyte is actually active today. Wow. So all hands on deck as far as depth goes at the linebacker position. We know Tremaine Edmonds has been their best linebacker this year, so he's good to go. Other inactives, Josh Blackwell, Jahdae Walker, Dom Robinson, Steven Carlson, and of course Case Keenum, the third string quarterback. Most importantly, gentlemen, I think for this game is a healthy running back named DeAndre Swift. He is active. He is ready to go. Can't wait to see what he and Kyle Manungai look like in tandem, as both of these guys have been flashing big numbers when they have played lately.
Grody, just want to circle back to the linebackers there. Who do you expect to see most of the playing time with TJ Edwards out? And what have you heard up there of what they actually do miss when TJ Edwards is out? Their defense, their run defense, their defense in general has not been good when this guy is either hurt or out of the lineup. And, you said Tremaine Edmonds has been their most productive linebacker, and he has, but it seems like it's TJ Edwards who unlocks him.
No doubt about it. I would say that what they miss about him most, Olin, is just like you talk about a guy who has it right fundamentally, which is what every defensive coordinator will talk about when teams are struggling. Say, we got to get back to our fundamentals. TJ Edwards is not blessed with the same God-given skills and abilities as, say, somebody like Tremaine Edmonds. But this is one of these linebackers who knows where to be on the field. And we know that when TJ Edwards is at his best, he is a tackling machine. So tackling is specifically what they were going to miss out of TJ Edwards out here today. No doubt about it. As far as who's going to step in and play for TJ Edwards today, Noah Sewell, they really, like, it's interesting, like, the rise of Noah Sewell this year. I know he has not been perfect and he's been injured at times, but they, from the beginning of this year, highlighted Noah Sewell as a guy that they're going to name check. When we talked to Ryan Poles in our conversation earlier this week, Noah Sewell was one of the guys unprompted that he mentioned as a guy that he has enjoyed the development of. DeMarco Jackson is probably going to get some action as well, and I would say third in line would be Ruben Hippolyte to replace him. But just to answer your question directly, I think it will be Sewell that gets the majority of the play when they're in their base.
Hey, Grody, with Swift coming back, how much of a disparity do you think there will be between how many rushes he gets and how many rushes Manungai gets as far as the way they want to attack the Giants defense?
Big Cat, I cannot wait to see how Ben Johnson handles that, because in my mind, DeAndre Swift is your best running back still. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But you have to take seriously what Manungai did last week. And what we also take seriously is that was a bad defense. But look, today, as I described the conditions out here, and by the way, the field, in all seriousness, looks very scuffed, I will say. It's clear the snow is off of it, but the field does not appear to be, at least from what I can see, in great condition today. So I still think Swift probably ends up, James, with more of the carries today just because of the explosive ability. But man, after what Manungai did last week and the flashes that he had shown before that, I don't think the disparity will be too great. And it'll be very interesting to see, too, when they get down, hopefully, and we'll see this a lot, when the Bears are inside the five or even below that. Yeah, that who is going to get the ball in those spots, like who's getting the touchdown calls. I would say Manungai in those particular spots, except for the times that Ben Johnson, as we saw him do last week, he will run some exotic plays in that red zone in the name of getting 6 points as opposed to the three that they have been getting previous to last week. So I think Swift gets more carries, but it'll be interesting to see how close Manungai is to it.
Just quickly tying up TJ Edwards, he had surgery on his hand, right? And we saw that hand wrapped pretty tightly when he came back in the game. Do you have any idea how serious the surgery was? He wasn't put on injured reserve, but
right.
What does that mean? Does that mean he's 3 weeks instead of four, or can he come back from that relatively quickly? Do we have any understanding of what exactly he's going through and how badly the injury was?
Man, it's a great question because it's been a wild year for T.J. Edwards in terms of the injuries, and that hasn't been a huge part of his story since he's been here or even when he was with the Eagles. So it's been really frustrating. Molly, I'll say the minimum on that, maybe 2 to 3 weeks. That's the way it felt from what the powers that be were telling us and from what I understand. And, they were playing with that club. The idea that there was thoughts of him getting ready to wrap that and go tell me that he's going to be out a couple of weeks, but I think he returns sooner. Like, I don't think this is going to be a 5 or 6 or 7 week extended type injury, as you said, where they put him on injured reserve, or they probably already would have done that. But my only little bit of skepticism is the fact that from the beginning of this year, guys, this is a player that has banged up, and could he use just a little bit of extra time? Can they afford to give him a little bit of extra time off, depending on what the Bears' true goals are for this season? Because we all know the Bears' defense has struggled. The numbers are not good, even when they have forced turnovers. And T.J. Edwards, no matter how intermittent and up and down his season has been, as we talked about at the very beginning here with Olin, he is still, when right, one of your best defensive players out there and smartest defensive players.
Grody, Caleb makes great plays at the end of the game last week to win that football game, walks on the field with 54 seconds left, puts on that Superman cape we heard Ryan Pose talk about when they drafted him, makes someone miss on third down, gets a first down, and hits Colson Loveland for that touchdown. But what does Ben Johnson talk about this week? He wants to see more from his young quarterback during the game, controlling the offense, hitting more explosives throughout the football game.
Yeah, being a little bit more accurate still, Olin, and I know that that's something we talk about every week, but it's still part of the story. I think the biggest two words, and we talked about this on the Take the North podcast a lot, ball placement. Ball placement, that came up again from Ben Johnson this week, as in, don't just put the ball in a position where your receiver can catch it. Put the ball in a position where your receiver can catch it safely, turn around, and potentially run the ball for more yards. So I think, like, if I really had to zero in on one thing, it's that. It's still that. And that's obviously what has been pointed out to. I don't remember who had said it. Maybe it was Weeder, but like the analyst in each of the last 2 to 3 weeks have come out with that same narrative during the TV broadcast. When I go back and watch the TV broadcast, and you hear them talking about ball placement, so clearly that's what the Bears coaching staff is saying to the out of town broadcaster. Here is part of my agenda, Ben Johnson, that I would like to have communicated, because this is something that this quarterback, who is still, I mean, you guys got to think about this. One of the things that I would really like to know is, what really is going on behind the scenes at Hallis Hall? What is the struggle like with Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams? And I'm not saying this to stir up controversy at all, but there's got to be some moments where there are some real hard talks and some serious back and forth that goes on with those two guys, because you're still talking about a quarterback who has done things successfully one way for his whole life, and whatever last year was. So this year is still a project. It's a project in progress, and Caleb has gotten better, but I think there's still a long way to go.
Hey, Grode, at the deadline, the Bears brought in another defensive lineman. I'm not going to try and butcher his name right now. but how likely do you think it is that he's going to get some run, and will he be effective against this Giants offense?
James, leave the name pronunciations up to me. That's what I'm here for. You're a legend. Joe Tryon Shoyinka. And I almost think, like, see what I do for you guys? I spoil you guys on a weekly basis. Joe Tryon. I mean, it's almost like he's got to play, guys. I mean, I don't know how many snaps he's going to get. I think Mully on the famous, the award-winning Mully and Haw show said he's going to get about 30 to 35 snaps. I forget the formula you had for that.
I said 31, because he said 31 snaps in Cleveland all year. So he gets that many in this game.
That was good. No, I... I love that, Molly, and it actually sounds like a reasonable amount for him. But who knows? Maybe he comes out and he's dialed up and he gets a sack right away. You know that a guy who is from first-round stock hasn't worked anywhere. He couldn't have a better attitude coming into Halas Hall. Let's see if they let him loose. He's got nothing to lose out here today, so I definitely think you will see him out here. But I heard you guys playing the Montez Sweat coming in. He is starting to, like, every game I'm seeing him make a couple plays. Like, last week he made a play early, which he has a tendency to do and then go away, but he also made a play late in the game. I want to see that continue from Montez Sweat. But, yeah, man, I mean, would not be surprised at all if we see a decent dose of Joe Tryon Shoyinka.
Grody, add this to your radar when you meet new football players. If everyone likes them, worry about them. Okay. Just remember that. Add that to your radar there. If the whole media walks away and says, "Wow, we really like that guy," put under your note, probably not a great player. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean, man. I know what you mean.
Grody, the secondary. I thought Dennis Allen was stubborn last week in his man coverage and cover two, and Joe Flacco obviously sets his career record in passing yards, but they had way more weapons than the Giants do have. But what was Coach Al Harris and this secondary talking about things they needed to work on going to the Giants game after what we saw happen against the Bengals?
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, it's funny. We had a nice talk with C.D. Gardner-Johnson this week, and I began the interview. There's a guy who's not known to be a great guy, Olin, but we did talk to him, and he's a very good player. The correlation is real. You know, and I started with I started the interview with, "Hey, man, you made some plays last week. How does it feel after 1 week with the Bears?" And he talked about the plays he didn't make. He talked about the plays that the coaches showed him that he didn't make. He offered to us that he gave up a touchdown. And these are the things that Dennis Allen and the rest of that defensive coaching staff were saying to these guys. "I don't care if you made plays during the game. 47 points were given up. Those are two all-world wide receivers. Yes, I know, but still 42 points to that team was an obnoxious amount to allow for. So Tyreek Stevenson has to have a better game. Deshaun Wright has to have a better game. C.D. Gardner-Johnson has to have a better game. Jaquan Brisker has to have a better game." So there was a lot left on the table last week and more to be desired today. Yes, you are dealing with Wandale Robinson today, who has 47 catches, 540 yards, two TDs. Darius Slayton, 19 grabs for 254 yards. And then I always take note of the tight end from the opposition because they sneak up and bite you. Theo Johnson, 26 catches for 239 yards. Sure helps a lot that we're not talking about Cam Scadaboo and Malik Nabers against the Bears this week.
And to that end, Mark, just curious, who do you think is the featured receiver this week? I mean, who?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that question because it's like week to week, right, Molly?
It seemingly is.
Just when we thought we had it figured out with Rome Odunze last week, and you know some of that was self-made because he had some drops last week, but zero catches is alarming. Two targets is a little bit alarming. James Odunze was alarmed. I do think that Rome Odunze gets back on the board today. I'd like to see. I don't think the volume of Luther Burden is going to be great, but it seems like the two or three plays that he gets when he's healthy seem to be big, dialed-up plays. So I'll call for a minimum amount of targets to Luther Burden, but a big play. I'm going to say a splash play from Luther Burden at one point in time. Rome's going to get the most targets. I think DJ Moore will probably roll up in second place in that regard today, and then just a whole lot of running. But I love that question. Like, it's a great question week to week, and quite frankly, Ben Johnson has created that question for everybody because you don't know what he is going to do week to week, and the game plan is clearly different, and I understand that's the way it is for all teams, but it really is a blank slate. And what has he got up his sleeve this week? Because I feel like you could set an over-under at maybe about 1.5 for trick plays out of Ben Johnson. You know, he's always got something that he's cooking up. I don't know if this will be the week for Darnell Wright, but you know that's coming at some point in time, too.
Oh, boy. Okay. Great stuff, Mark. Thank you, buddy.
That's all right, my guys.
Fear. Yeah.
Have a great day, guys. We'll talk to you later. Always the best.
All right, Grody.
Yeah, Mark Grody does a great job. And, yeah, it's cold out. I believe he said it was cold when he came in, and it's chilly. So
he's tucked away there in that
score
I see him
has learned.
In the suite, tucked away with his turtleneck
with
and jacket.
Turtle.
Yeah, he's doing well out there. But
I was trying to figure out how a guy used wispy snow and being tough all in the same.
No doubt.
I think
Kat, and he pulled it off. You know what I mean? It was
crazy. Right.
I might be willing to pay his hospital bills if you guys could double team him.
You mean all of ours?
I don't think you're gonna have any problems. Poor Mark.
I got a bad calf, so I'm out. I'm like the Giants center. I can't do anything today. But it's an interesting day, man. What Grody talks about this team and TJ Edwards being out and what the defense will be and the secondary and everything we saw last week. Kat, was it the Bengals or are the Bears this defense? Is it something to worry about?
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm a little worried about it. I do understand, and you know, like you guys, that the Giants are not coming in here with the receiving staff that the Bengals came in here with, but it is a concern. You know, the lack of pressure on the quarterback, the big plays down the field. These are things that have to get ironed out, and you kind of got to get them ironed out quickly.
Yeah, and Montez's sack last week, the tackle let him go free on a protection, right? So he didn't beat the tackle. There was a blitz that came and the tackle slid down. He had, Kat knows it's called a dual protection, but he took the dual and let Montez go free. And, you know, Flacco didn't recognize it and got sacked. Credit to Dennis Allen there for his design. But as far as beating guys one-on-one consistently, we're still waiting to see that from this defensive front.
But I think the answer to the question that we played was about his snap count going up. I mean, I think when they played the Raiders, like, didn't Max Crosby, like, play every down and he played on special teams and he drove the bus in. I mean, the guy just plays forever and everyone was kind of wondering, well, why doesn't Sweat play more? And I think what you heard from Dennis Allen is that he's – I mean, the guy looks like he's in phenomenal shape, but apparently he's in better game shape than he was when the season started. I don't know what else that would mean. But as Grody pointed out, he did make a play at the end of the game, so at least he was out there. It's a lot more than Grady Jarrett did in that game. Not that I'm criticizing anyone. Far from it. We got to talk about the quarterback. We'll do that next. You're listening to your local Ford dealer's pregame show on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Really, we would love to see that all the time in the game. But I think what makes him kind of special is in those moments where it kind of speeds up for everyone else, it doesn't really speed up for him. In some ways, it slows down. And so he has great poise in those moments. He has great leadership in those moments. Our guys feel really comfortable with him in those moments. And you're trying to extract that and really every single down. That really is his comfortability in the offense, the operation, what we're doing, and that just continues to grow and progress.
We're back with more of your local Four Dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to your local Four Dealers pregame show. We've got Olin Kruch, we've got James Big Cat Williams, and we just heard from Declan Doyle. I love when Declan Doyle talks. It's a pity that all these guys talk on a Thursday, the coordinators. What I love about Declan Doyle is I feel like what he's almost like a witness to what's happening around him, and he almost can tell you what the coach is thinking if you listen to it that way. So we talk about Caleb Williams, the young quarterback, and the game slows down at the end, and he brings himself together, and he has that the Superman capability at the end of a game. Now you got to get that all the time. Now he's got to do that throughout the game. That is basically what Declan Doyle is, in my opinion, parroting from Ben Johnson. I think we get a lot of that. We get him kind of revealing what the conversations internally are. I just love hearing from that guy for that reason. Olin, you were the guy last week that knew that was Caleb Williams' time. And when he went in the huddle, he apparently said they gave us too much time. And then they get the game-winning play, and we were out at Revolution Brewing, and the place exploded. It was a great reminder of the fans and how they feel about this and what that means to them. And I thought it was a great reminder of the possibilities with the quarterback. They just have to happen more often and earlier in the game, maybe. I don't know. It just feels like there's truth to what he was saying there.
Yeah, and some of the management group there were a big, my former teammate Mike Brown, big Mike Brown fans, and the beer they had on tap was called Mike Brown. I had about five or six of them, so I thank Caleb for making that play, and we really enjoyed that win, like you're saying, Molly, and the place. It had that feeling like, man, here we go again, right? But when you go through Caleb's career, he seems comfortable in that two-minute offense, which makes sense, right? The spread offense, out of shotgun, spinning out, all the things these young quarterbacks practice now. And it almost seems like he's more comfortable when he doesn't have to play it safe, when he doesn't have the confinement of the system around him and he can't make the big mistake. It's just like, look, man, it's 17 seconds left. I got to throw this ball to Coach and Love and come do or die. I'm going to wing it in there with this arm that God blessed me with. And he seems to be very comfortable in those situations making those plays, and that's what Declan Doyle is saying. They want to be a little more comfortable, Cat, under center, running a play action pass, running the offense, throw the 3 or 4 yard out the same way you throw the 20-yard middle route to Colson Loveland. Feel that way in those games. And obviously it's hard to do, and the word that Declan Doyle used was extract. They want to extract that out of him and put it into the every play, that first, second, third quarter, and see if he can get those things done, which is really the secret sauce, which everyone's trying to do with their quarterbacks.
Yeah, and it's something that we've been asking for a while now, as far as a guy that can come in at the end of the half, at the end of a game, in pressure situations like you're talking about, and be calm and make plays. Get the ball to where it needs to be. Put the ball where it needs to be, so that, you know, this talented group of wide receivers, tight ends, and backs that you have put together can now make big plays to get them over the edge, to get them that extra score before halftime, knowing that they're going to get the ball back when they come out of the half. Or that last being able to stay close till the end of the game, where you can put the last drive into the end zone, or at least get the team close enough to have a field goal that can win the game for them. So, yeah, like you said, every team is looking to instill that in their quarterbacks. So hopefully it comes a lot sooner than later, as far as him being able to put it all together for four quarters.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of fascinating because last week we talked about all the comparisons. You know, we had a question at a news conference where Caleb said, "Oh, I don't compare myself to the other guys in my draft class," and et cetera. But everyone else seems to do it, and it felt like, Daniels was well ahead. Look, they made it to the NFC championship game. They pulled the big upset over Detroit last year, and then now he's been injured and he's hurt again. Mercifully, he didn't have to have surgery. So even though he's got a shoulder injury to his non-throwing hand, he's going to miss time, but they believe he may be back. But their season's kind of fallen apart a little. Bo Nix, that team's playing well, but he had a pretty mediocre game. And so, you know, Caleb is, because they won the game, Caleb now, well, you know, is he better than May? We got to figure that one out. It just feels like because he's a number one overall pick, everybody's looking at it. Everybody is judging it. You know, we get these calls on the post game sometimes about when are they going to Bajet? I mean, it's crazy. They're not. But it just is the way people kind of react to things. Caleb may well be like a jazz musician who has done things a certain way throughout his career. He hasn't been limited by a system, and now he's leading an orchestra, and it's a different style of play, and he's adapting to that. I feel like he's getting better. I know there have been some bad moments, but I feel like he's definitely getting better, and I think that will continue between him and the head coach. But I don't know how frustrating the process has been for either guy, as Grody pointed out.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, because just last week over the middle, he throws a critical interception, right? And give him credit for coming back and throwing that ball over the middle again late in the game. Now different coming out of his end zone and where they were in the field. But yep, he has the talent like you're talking about, Mully. He has the arm strength, right? He can maneuver in and out of the pocket, and he will be constantly compared to the quarterbacks that were taken in his draft after him, right? Where it should he have been the number one pick when you have the first pick in the draft. Everyone's wondering, you know, especially what Jaden Daniels did last year, should he have been the guy we take it? Or remember even with C.J. Stroud, right, the year before, because remember, right, we traded that number one pick. Right. So he's getting compared to 2 years of quarterbacks, right? Young, Stroud, May, Jaden Daniels, this will go on for his whole career. But like Kat's talking about, he does seem to have that gene late in games right now, that he has the arm and he has the talent to make the play. And then, Mully, you mentioned, he has this coach who seems, when you watch the film, that calls the right plays and puts these guys in the right situations and finds the right call versus the defense coordinator he's going against. It's going to be fun to watch him continue to grow, continue to get better in these moments, in these games. They've surrounded him with talent, right, at different positions. Colson loved him. I'm a guy, man, why would you take a pass-catching tight end, 10 in the draft? Well, boom, there he is, winning a game and winning offensive player of the week because the quarterback can throw the ball. So it'll be very interesting. Continue to watch this development. Continue to watch what Ben Johnson wants from him. Can he get better at it? I think a lot of it sometimes, guys, is how much has this young man actually had his back to the line of scrimmage on play action passes, which you're asking him to do a lot. Flip his hips, turn around, go through your progression. Hopefully he can continue to get better and better at these little things that we've seen a lot of quarterbacks who win Super Bowls in the NFL that they continue to do.
And I think it's gotten so much harder nowadays to judge a quarterback because they are so much more runners, the quarterbacks that are coming out now. You know, when we played, there were a lot more in the pocket type quarterbacks. You know, you knew where they were going to be the entire time. They were going to hit that 3, 5, 7 step drop. And, you know, they were really not trying to move off of that spot. They might step up. They might slide a little bit to the side. But now all these guys, you know, the majority of these guys that are coming out of college are, you know, okay, things are breaking down. I need to get on my horses. I'm going to get outside this pocket, or I'm going to step up and run. You know, whether or not they have the ability to keep their eyes downfield and find receivers, or whether they're that guy that's just going to tuck the ball and run, I think it just makes it a little harder to, you know, understand what they're really capable of because they do so many different things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you know, by far, to your point, Olin, Ben Johnson in the post game talked about coverage hunting. We were hunting for that coverage. How many times have you heard that here in Chicago mm-hmm. from a head coach or a offensive coordinator where you know exactly how we're going to get this field goal and we're going to complete this pass because they're going to be in this coverage. And then they do it, and the guy breaks through everyone and scores a touchdown. It's just, it is so different having this guy as the head coach. And I don't know if he has a tendency to, you know, we saw what happened with Matt Nagy where he kind of got too cute and he kind of got too crazy with different stuff. I really hope that Ben Johnson pounds the ball, runs the ball the way he has. I think some of the trick plays, and he said that there were members of the secondary that were rookies and they were trying to confuse them, and that's one of the reasons they ran, I think, 3 different trick plays. But I mean, I like the more you beat someone straight up, the needing a trick play, the better. Although mm-hmm. you pull one out of your hat and it works, God bless you, that's great. But I just think that you worry a little bit about too many of those.
Yeah, he was going after those young linebackers, right? He says playing with their eyes, and you know, you think about you think about that reverse to DJ Moore, right? And that young linebacker was all in a front side A gap. He had responsibility backside, and DJ Moore scores a touchdown there, and that's what Ben Johnson. He has a reason for doing the things that he is doing. When you listen to him talking, really talked a lot about, man, when I pause the film, and it's easy to do, right? Put the film on pause, look at the down and distance, think about who the D coordinator is, think about where the game is. Say, man, you know what play you should call here? But he's doing it in real time, right? He's doing it in 30, 40 seconds clips. And you can see that this is a talented play caller. Now, Molly, to your point, we just talked about Daboll. We talked about Nagy. You can even go back to Trestman. We've seen this arc, this rise of these young offensive play callers, or the young are just offensive play callers in general, whose teams do good the first year. But when the league catches up, when they get you on film, when they study what you like to do with certain players, can you then adjust? Can you then go in a different direction? That's what we're waiting to see from this coaching staff that the Bears have hired. But as far as you're talking about, Molly, putting in his players, like that's how you get buy-in, right? You tell a player, look, I'm going to give you the ball here. This is the coverage they're going to run in this situation. You're going to get the ball. You're going to score a touchdown. And next thing you know, it happens. And as a player, you're waiting for the next thing your coach tells you because you know he's right. He's going to put you in position to succeed and have the career that you want to have.
Yeah, and that buy-in is big because, like you said, the communication factor is enormous. Because you get a lot of coaches that want to come in and say, okay, this is how we want it done. This is what we want you to do. And never give you what the realistic outcome of it is. So now as a player, you're just guessing. You know, if it happens to work out, great. You know, us as players, we did a good job. But when you hear the head coach or your coordinator talking about it, giving you the ins and outs of it, and you see it work, now you're talking about buying in at the highest level. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I don't think that going back and looking at the games, I've really seen Coach Johnson put them in a situation where they've had to run a bad play in a bad situation. You know, he's looked for those good spots. He's been able to find the sweet spots, and they've been able to take advantage of them.
All right, we're going to take a real quick timeout. We'll be back with our predictions. We're going to call the game. Olin, you've done well this year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, and James, no stress or anything, but Pat has correctly called, like, when the Bears are getting multiple takeaways. He seems to have a feel for it. So you need to fill that part of it, too, for God's sake. We need
that's my job now.
How many takeaways? Oh, yeah. Well, it's Pat's job, but you
Kat,
inherited.
So you know, too, Pat agrees with the fact that the players need to fix everything, not the coaches, just so you know.
There's apparently a disagreement. Yeah, yeah.
Him and Maynard while doing Sudokus, and then Pat tells you he disagrees with you, but he disagrees with you on Wednesday and then tells you on Sunday. You know what I mean? We're not around. Whatever. Any kind of things I wonder about while Pat's not around. I only felt bad about Pat behind his back. That's all. I'm a man of integrity.
That's the whole point of this show. We'll be right back with your local Ford dealers pregame show on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back with more of your local Ford Dealers football pregame show on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back to your local Ford Dealers pregame show. And it is that time. It is time where we make our predictions for the game. And I should tell you that I don't know why I did this particularly, frankly. But I felt that the Bears needed kind of a break. I think I took them 27-16. It probably will be a closer game. It'll probably be a nice close win, but I just felt like they haven't been home in a while, and maybe that'll solve some of their issues, and hopefully they'll get the special teams thing together with Richard Hightower. And it was very curious. Dennis Allen said something like, "We only gave up 20 points in the game until the end of the game, and we got to finish better because we gave those 15 points. He wasn't taking credit for the 47 points. That was on special teams. So I took it to heart, and I've got the Bears winning the game by a number of points, probably a mistake. Olin?
Yeah, I agree with you, Molly. I agree that the Bears, I think, are the better football team. When you turn the film on, when you look at where the Giants are with their injuries, Chicago Bears are trending in a different direction than the Giants right now and playing better football. And I think they win this football game. I think they run the ball well. I think they put the ball in the end zone like they have been doing. They're averaging above 25 points a game. I think they end up with 28 points. And I think the defense does a nice job today, kind of windy and cold there, wet there at Soldier Field. And Bears defense, I think, will play decently well, and they'll win 28-17. And I think the Chicago Bears look good today.
James?
After watching them against Dallas and watching them against Bengals and them putting up all the points, 31 and 47, coming back home with a little newfound rejuvenance, I think I'm going to go with the Bears 31. I'm not sure how well the defense is going to play. I know they had a lot of things last week that they need to clean up this week. So I'm going to give them 14. I think they get some of those things cleaned up. I think they should be able to put a little bit of pressure on Jackson Dart. And, I'm going with 31-14, Bears.
Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then they're going to be getting some takeaways. Dare I say that? Here's hoping anyway, right? Pat would say three takeaways, but that's him.
Don't want to speak for Pat, but they have been on a run. They've been on a hot streak.
Yeah, they got a lot of them. How did they end up with three last week? It was pretty wild, really. All right, that is it. We want to thank Tyler Farengol for his hard work today. Baby T, as Mark Grody has nicknamed him, does a great job. And thank you so much, Tyler, for your hard work. We will be back the minute the game ends. Make sure you're here. You will get live reaction to the Bears game as soon as it is over. And again, thanks to Mitch, thanks to Ryan, thanks to everyone at The Score, and thanks to you guys. And we will reconvene as soon as the game ends. You are listening to your local Ford Dealers pregame show here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.